me, yes or no. It pains me so, it does you know, to hear her no. She seldom tells me why or when, but now and then, some 9 or 10, she'll why or when. She often tells me whereabouts, between the shouts, the ins and outs of crosses, louts. She whom I have so admired is often somewhat vague, and he, my colleague in the woods, is often plagued by colds, and I, though scarce allowed to walk, have visited the Hague, where legal wrangles understood the king his scepter holds. And we who are so many now that we cannot be wrong should not be forced to make a point already made before. Our lives are overgrown with weeds, the way is very long. The primrose path shall peter out in 80 score years. And so she never tells me who is bound to do, to wit, to my kangaroo, or who will come another day, and what he'll say, or throw away, of come what may.